This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Victor Fernando Garcia Garcia. Date of birth, November the 8th, 1966. Case ID number is 5568246. Date of exam, May the 30th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Desmond Ikondu. That's I-K-O-N-D-U. Dated 4/29/2021. Identifying information. This is a 57-year-old separated male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of throat cancer, which is in remission, comma, high blood pressure, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, cervical neck pain, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, and cirrhosis of the liver with encephalopathy. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he was a oil field worker for approximately 20 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 6 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. He states most of the time he worked 14 days on and 14 days off. At the present time, he lives in a house by himself and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number 1, throat cancer in remission. Number 2, high blood pressure. Number 3, hypothyroidism. Number 4, neck pain. Number 5, diabetes mellitus. And number 6, cirrhosis of the liver with encephalopathy. History of allegations. Number 1, throat cancer in remission. The claimant states that on January the 25th, 2013, he was diagnosed with stage 2 throat cancer, which was a T2, N0, M0 rating. The claimant complains of exerectomia, and he was diagnosed with a malignant neoplasm of the superior wall of the nasal pharynx, secondary to squamous cell carcinoma of the nasal pharynx. He suffers from dysphonia and problems with glutination and mild dysarthria. He did not have any surgery performed for his condition and was given radiation and chemotherapy for 3 months. The claimant has been in remission since 2013 and appears to be doing fairly well at this time, except for having problems with passing food and dysphonia, secondary to larynx involvement. Allegation number 2, high blood pressure / hypertension. The claimant states that in 2018, he was having chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, and temporal headaches along with blurred vision. He denies any myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 170 over 108 mmHg. The claimant states that he had forgotten to take his medication. He is presently on Losartan hydrochlorothiazide, 80 milligrams / 12.5 milligrams QD. And his condition is being treated. However, his blood pressure is high, and he's not very compliant with taking his medication. Allegation number 3, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2013, when they gave him radiation and chemotherapy for his throat, his thyroid function decreased, and he has a mildly elevated thyroid-stimulating hormone. He states this happened after the treatment, and he is presently on levothyroxine 75 milligrams QD. He was diagnosed with hypothyroidism secondary to chemotherapy and radiation treatment. His condition is stable and being treated. Allegation number 4, neck pain. The claimant states that in 2018, he started to have sudden neck pain and stiffness in the cervical spine area, which would radiate down to his shoulders. No surgeries have been performed, and no metastases have been found. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 45 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift approximately 25 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices he uses at this time. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and walking around the house. His physician is Dr. J. Torres, and he denies seeing a chiropractor or doing any kind of physical therapy at this time. He is presently on Motrin 400 milligrams QD, which does give him relief. He was diagnosed with cervical spine sprain with spasms. Allegation number 5, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states he denies having diabetes mellitus at this time. His sugar did go up one time when he was hospitalized in 2023, secondary to cirrhosis of the liver and encephalopathy. However, his condition has resolved. Allegation number 6, cirrhosis of the liver with encephalopathy. The claimant states that in 2023, he was diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver with encephalopathy. He states he has heartburn and right upper quadrant epigastric pain, which sometimes radiates to the left side of his abdomen. He states he can have this pain for 1 hour, and he has it every day. The associated symptoms include nausea, comma, diarrhea 2 times per day, comma, occasional constipation, comma, and weakness. He denies any vomiting, melena, or hematemesis. He has lost approximately 6 pounds in the last year, secondary to not being able to eat the same foods he ate before, and secondary to this dysphagia. The claimant is food intolerant to chili and meat, as well as any kind of chicken product, secondary to having problems passing it through his esophagus. He was diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver and esophagitis and a questionable history of encephalopathy. He is presently on Tums 2 tablets QD, which does give him relief. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 45 minutes, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, lift approximately 25 pounds above his head. His physician is Dr. J. Torres. He has no assistive devices he uses, and he occasionally takes Motrin 400 milligrams QD for relief, which does help him. He states the only other physical activity he does is walking around the house. Family history. The mother died at the age of 83 from old age and hypertension. The father also died at the age of 84 from old age and hypertension. Medications, Losartan hydrochlorothiazide, 80 milligrams / 12.5 milligrams QD. Levothyroxine, 75 milligrams QD. doxazosin methylate, 2 milligrams QHS, citrulline hydrochloride, 25 milligrams QD, hydroxyzine hydrochloride, 50 milligrams QID, PRN for severe anxiety, medical problems, hypertension, comma, history of superior wall of the nasal pharynx, cancer secondary to squamous cell carcinoma, in remission at this time since 2013, cirrhosis and encephalopathy, diagnosed in 2023, hypothyroidism, comma, cervical spine sprain with neck pain, major surgeries, dilatation of the throat secondary to dysphagia, and stricter sense from the radiation, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant used to drink 8 beers every weekend for 10 years, he quit in 2013, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.3 Fahrenheit, weight 180 pounds, height 5 feet 9 inches, BP 170 over 108 mmHg, heart rate 93 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 27. General. This is a 57-year-old male who appears to be, his stated age is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Can you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? After the fourth sentence, there is a right-sided, deformed, and a multiple trauma, chewed up tongue, secondary to numbness and radiation of the tongue and uvula. The claimant has decreased movement on the right side of his tongue as well as numbness. Because of that, he has a tendency to bite his tongue frequently. His teeth appear to be well intact. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant does use glasses in order to be able to read. Could you go down to cranial nerves? Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for cranial nerve 12, which is secondary to radiation to the right side of his throat, causing him problems to swallow and to move his right side of the tongue. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The second, the claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the cervical spine. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of cervical spine. but normal range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for decreased range of motion of the left shoulder in reference to abduction and forward elevation, where it was mildly decreased at 150 degrees. Straight leg raise in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. And the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices at this time. Could you drop down to after neurological? X-rays of the C-spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well, but does have some dysphonia and difficulty being understood secondary to a chronic laryngitis he has from the radiation. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction except for the radiation and chemotherapy to his throat and right side of his tongue, where he does have difficulty in moving his tongue and with mastication and glutination of his esophagus. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He does have difficulty communicating secondary to dysphonia. And does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to problems with dysphagia, right tongue function, and glutination from squamous cell carcinoma of his throat, which has been in remission since 2013. Probable diagnoses. Number one, throat cancer in remission, secondary to a malignant neoplasm of the superior wall of the nasal pharynx, secondary to squamous cell carcinoma of the nasal pharynx. The claimant does have secondary side effects from the radiation and has difficulty swallowing as well as dysphonia at this time. However, his condition is stable, and he is able to pass food, but only soft food at this time. Allegation number two, high blood pressure / hypertension. Being treated at this time, his blood pressure was 170 over 108 mmHg. The claimant states he forgot to take his medication, and I guess this appears to be somewhat non-compliant with his medication intake. Allegation number three, hypothyroidism, secondary to radiation and chemotherapy for his throat cancer. onset was 2013. He is presently being treated for it, and it appears to be a mild hypothyroidism that he has at this time. Allegation number 4, neck pain, dash, etiology unknown at this time, maybe secondary to a sprain of the neck. However, since the claimant has had radiation and chemotherapy and cancer in the past, further workup may be needed. Number 5, diabetes mellitus during an admission in 2023 from cirrhosis of the liver and encephalopathy. His condition has resolved and he is no longer diabetic at this time. Number 6, cirrhosis of the liver with encephalopathy. The claimant states he has not drank for 10 years. I think he was being worked up for esophagitis, and that was one of the diagnoses that came out. His condition is stable and being observed. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Victor Fernando Garcia.